Today on Introductions, we'll hear the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra of Highwood in Béla Bartók's last completed and most popular work, his complete Concerto for Orchestra, recorded at Pixdacre Concert Hall in Evanston. We'll also hear some music by Leonard Bernstein, and that's all coming up after this short break. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're featuring the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra of Highwood, conducted by Alan Dennis. This is the most advanced of several orchestras at MYA, which is a private, nonprofit extracurricular music school that also has jazz, wind ensemble, and chamber programs for pre-college students. It's very busy on Saturdays when a lot of the programs occur. In a few minutes, we'll hear their performance of the complete Concerto for Orchestra by Béla Bartók, but we'll open with a performance of the Overture to Candide by Leonard Bernstein, recorded in Beijing on a tour the orchestra went on a couple of years ago. Alan Dennis is conducting, and this is Introductions.
Hi, I'm Ariel Chapman. I'm 16 years old, and I play principal viola in the MYA Orchestra. It's a degreed instrument because, I mean, it's sort of this lovely middle path to everything. You know, the violist is always the mediator in the quartet, and the sound is so beautiful. It's not like, it's just like perfectly right in the middle. It's like the Goldilocks of the string quartet. It's like this perfect mix of the high and low registers and clarity, and I just love it. This hour you'll be hearing the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra, the top orchestra of the Midwest Young Artists program in Highwood, Illinois. To gain acceptance into MYA, you first must take an audition to get into the general program, and from there a committee will listen to your audition tape and place you in an orchestra accordingly, depending, you know, on what you're playing, what level you're playing at, what instrument you're playing, if there are any spots open, etc. It is a very good experience, and it's been so, it's been such a wonderful part of my life for so many years to be able to come here every Saturday and just like play my heart out in an orchestra and then, you know, go to chamber music and play some wonderful piece there too. It's just so much fun, and I loved it.
Thank you.
Music by Leonard Bernstein, his Overture to Candide, performed by the MYA Symphony Orchestra here on Introductions on 98.7 WFMT. We're going to take a short break now so that when we come back, we can present for you MYA's performance of the complete Concerto for Orchestra by Béla Bartók, the composer's most popular work and the last one he ever completed. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're featuring the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra of Highwood. You'll be able to hear the program again on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com. The orchestra was named Youth Orchestra of the Year last year in 2009 by the Illinois Council of Orchestras. And if you've listened to this program before at all in the past, you've no doubt heard some of their students on the program. And let's meet a couple more of them right now before we hear Béla Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra.
My name is Ian Doherty. I am 17 and I play in Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra. I play the oboe. I started back when I was in fourth grade. A lot of people will start on one instrument and they'll go to oboe because their school orchestra is missing it, but I've had it since the very beginning. And when played right, it's such a beautiful voice. Like it's singing, it's almost crying, and it really has that emotional feel, and I really liked it. The idea that with an oboe you can manipulate almost every sound. You can have so many different colors. You can have such this warm color. You can have like this crying color. You can have this almost like in, say, Romeo and Juliet's piece, almost this reminder that these are two star-crossed lovers. And I don't know, I really like it a lot. I'm happy I'm sticking with the oboe. In this hour, you will hear Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra play Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra. Bartók is not your typical classical music composer. He likes to use a lot of atonal things, but as well as tonal. I mean, he's one of the more contemporary composers. But the first time I heard it, it was kind of surprising because I was expecting more of an atonal thing. But Concerto for Orchestra is actually one of his more tonal pieces, and he called it the Concerto for Orchestra because he basically takes every voice in the orchestra and he gives them a solo, and everyone at that point acts as an accompaniment, and it just switches off from every part to every part to every part.
There were a lot of solos in Bartók Concerto for Orchestra. My name is JC Ripley, and I am the principal trumpet player in the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra. Every section had a different solo, and the trumpets especially had a really awesome part. The oboe started it off, and then the clarinets, and then the trumpets took it. And the fifth movement of Concerto Bartók for Orchestra is my favorite part of the piece. It just decides to write extremely high, and it's a little painful for the trumpet player, but it was so cool playing it. MYA is such a great experience. It has given me the opportunity to play such great pieces, and it's one of the reasons why I want to go into music as I grow older.
Here now is the MYA Symphony Orchestra in the Concerto for Orchestra by Béla Bartók. Alan Dennis is conducting this performance from Pigsdager Concert Hall in Evanston. This is Introductions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Concerto for Orchestra by Béla Bartók, performed by the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra, Alan Dennis conducting from Pigsticker Concert Hall in Evanston. This is Introductions on 98.7 WFMT. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program, which features the Chicago area's finest pre-college classical musicians every week. We welcome your comments. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com, or find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. Steve Robinson is the executive producer, and today's program was recorded by Edward Ingold at Pigsticker Concert Hall. Our theme music was performed by MYA's own Trio Vida, And I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions, and I hope that you'll join us again next week.